Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. Couple, I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner, and we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it is the way tire buying should be, and this right here is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. However you may be listening, we don't think you'll be disappointed. Let me introduce my partner, Mr. Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard, on this Worship Wednesday high?
Yes, it is a Worship Wednesday. Praise the Lord. Yes, I'm excited about it and looking forward to a great show. So let's introduce the rest of the Odd Couple crew. We got DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. 2 days that you can count on Alex being here, Wednesday and Thursday. Thursday because he has the fantastic segment that he's the star of, Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
We'd have no Wednesday, downloads without him.
Wednesday. So he comes in on Wednesdays to, you know, make sure he'll be here on Thursday. So you don't say, oh, he's just showing up when he has Tyshirt's Tower.
Well, I got to praise the Lord too, CB. Come on now.
There you, right. I like that. I like that. There you go. Super producer Rob G is in the house and on the update.
Yeah.
Monsi Bolaños.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. We love Monsi. So, Rob, let's get right into it. You said yesterday that the Lakers are fugazi.
With a capital F.
And they
F.
went out last night and gave you some fodder.
You know,
they
hey,
won.
I had baby oil working last night, Chris, for 3.5 quarters.
You don't have to throw in the working. Just, I need some baby oil is enough. Don't give us working. We don't want no verbs with your baby oil, all right? We don't want to have imaginations on you and your baby oil, all right? But Rob, it was, look, today on First Things First, I was asked, should Lakers fans be encouraged? I said, no. They should be relieved is what they should be. They won 108-102 in overtime over a Timberwolves team that was missing probably their two best defenders. A T-Wolves team that was playing on the road in the Crypto.com Center in L.A.
And their star player was in foul trouble.
Well, yeah, one of them. That's Karl Anthony Towns, right?
Right.
And the other star player couldn't hit the brass out of a barn. He was 3-for-17. Anthony Edwards for 9 points. And they needed overtime, Rob. So
there you go.
Yeah, go ahead and sing.
No, I'm just, Chris, this is what I was talking about yesterday. And I know whenever you have AD, I get their history. I get what they've accomplished in the league. They won a championship already in the bubble. I get all that. But I'm just, like you just said, what a struggle.
Right.
To get through that game. Chris, they were 8.5-point favorites. You remember I took the T-Wolves plus the 8.5.
Yep.
At home. Yep. That should have been a cakewalk. Come on. If they were really about something and they turned the switch on, they should have rolled over that team. And LeBron and AD should have been resting in the fourth quarter, Chris. That's what should have happened.
Instead, LeBron
yesterday had
to play 45 minutes.
Right.
It hit him, Rob, because he only had 3 points in the last 15 minutes. Now, it was a huge 3 points when he hit that three-pointer late, and he made the great pass to Dennis Schroeder in the corner that gave them the lead from,
Can you tell AD, Chris, if a guy knocks down a shot in the corner like that to tie the game, you tip your cap to him. You don't foul a guy. what are you doing?
As great a defender as he is, he does have an issue, right? We just saw it, 3 weeks ago against Dallas. I think you were at that game.
I was at that game.
When he fouled Maxi Kleber, right. Like, he's got to be smarter than that.
Right.
I think he's a great defender because he's got great athleticism and his instincts are great. But he's got to make smarter plays defensively, especially as we move forward, Rob. And, look, I'm not as down on the Lakers as you are and certainly were yesterday. And I've said, they're one of a handful. I mean, heck, it's open, right, in the West. They're one of those teams that's got a shot. They weren't my pick or anything like that. But, Rob, and this is not just based on last night, but it was bolstered by last night. I think Memphis is going to get them. I think Memphis is going to get them in the first round.
So now, you've given up on them I'm not saying that you had them running anywhere, but yesterday showed you something, didn't it? I'm not saying.
And you talked about this yesterday. It was just a continuation. You brought up they're 7-2 since LeBron came back. Not one of those victories is really good. Phoenix without their four best players. They beat Chicago once, lost to them once, beat them once. Minnesota, I guess that first victory over Minnesota was a pretty good one.
That was a good one when they came back.
Yeah. Houston was one of their victims. Utah twice, and Utah was sitting there two best players. Like, they haven't beaten very good teams. And LeBron said after the game, yesterday had a playoff feel. Well, it had a playoff feel, and for the first three quarters – he was the only one that really showed up.
Right.
He wasn't
everybody?
But he wasn't really good. Rob, D'Angelo Russell's the problem. And this could be interesting going forward with, what they might do if they want to get Kyrie. But yesterday, he just didn't show. He's a no-show in basically a playoff game against his former team. You would have thought he wanted to come out there and get busy.
Right,
instead,
and let them know, hey, you know what? You gave this up. You gave this up.
Like, Rob, it was reminiscent. He had 2 points in 24 minutes. It was reminiscent of him last year in the playoffs against Memphis. Really nice regular season. 18 points a game, about 6 or 7 assists. In the playoffs against Memphis, 12 points a game, 35% shooting. Heck, they might have won that series had he played to his normal level, because it was a good series.
Right.
And so they've got – I will say this for Lakers fans. Memphis is on paper, when you talk about the upper echelon teams, which Memphis is pretty much one of them, certainly in the West.
Right.
They're a good matchup for the Lakers. They only got one, you know, they're two bigs. Steven Adams and Brandon Clark are hurt, two of their bigs. Jaren Jackson Jr. is a phenomenal defender, but he fouls way too much. He's second in the league in fouls per game. Second guess to who? Karl Anthony Towns, who's always right. fouling people. And because of that, Rob, Jaren Jackson averages 28 minutes a game because he fouls too much. And so if the Lakers, you would think, with AD, with LeBron driving to the basket, can get Jaren Jackson in foul trouble. The Grizzlies aren't a terrific three-point shooting team. They got some good ones like Desmond Bane who can shoot it, but they're not a great team shooting three overall. They're young. Obviously, they got a little bit of immaturity here and there. So there are things that the Lakers, you know, on paper, you'd say, you know what? They should be able to get them. But I just think Memphis is a better team, Rob. I don't think Ja Morant will have – I don't think he'll have any nights like Anthony Edwards had last night. He might not have, you know, a phenomenal game here or there, but he's not going to be that bad, I don't believe.
Right, he was
and
awful.
So I just think Memphis is tough. I like their attitude. I like their grit.
And Chris, we remember we talked about it before with them, and this was even going back to last year. They just kept playing even when Ja was out. You remember? They don't look like a team that, oh, my God, where's our guy? And they fall right. apart. And they did it, too, this year when Ja wasn't there. They just kept playing.
They pretty much win at the same pace. I mean, not quite, but close.
But they don't fall off the cliff.
Right. No Desmond Bain, we keep winning. No Ja Morant, we keep winning. No Steven Adams, we keep winning. No Jaren Jackson Jr., we keep winning. And did you see Dylan Brooks? I don't even know. I think this is an overstatement. It's what kind of people are calling it. But call out LeBron. Did you see that?
No. What?
Rob G, see if you can get the sound of this.
Why go down that
route? It wasn't really a call out. Yeah, okay. What happened was he was asked who, you know, of the teams that you could face in the first round, who is there anybody you want? Now, you can, okay. What you said is legit. You can argue, man, don't even answer that. But he said, there's nobody I don't like, you know, no team I really, you know, don't like or really want to go at like that. But he said, like LeBron James. He said, you know, he said it wasn't braggadocious. It wasn't dismissive of the Lakers or LeBron. It wasn't naive. Like, he didn't know what the heck he was doing. Because he said, he gave them props. Like, oh, great player, you know, Lakers are a great team. Like, he just said it matter-of-factly, like, yeah, I mean, it'd be great to play them in the first round. And, you know, it'd be great to beat them. I mean, they're a good team. And they're going to come to play. I'm paraphrasing, but you know, Rob, let me know if you get
it. It wasn't braggadocious.
I didn't think, nah. If you watch it now, you look at the quote, you just by itself, you might say that. But when you watch him and you hear his voice, it wasn't like that at all. Rob G, I'm sure you took it as disrespectful. But did you watch it?
Yeah. Did I watch it?
Did you watch his quote? You see him say it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, did you? I thought he was very matter of fact. It might come back to haunt him because obviously LeBron's great still. But I didn't think it was a braggadocious, disrespectful thing. I thought he was just matter of fact, like, yeah, I'd love to play against LeBron and I'd love to beat him. Like, that was kind of what he said.
No?
I'm waiting. I'm around to Rob G. What you
he got no
I'm trying to give
for
you a little mic time.
Well, I'm doing a lot of things over here, guys.
Well, step
I wasn't
up to the mic.
Talking
looking
the first
at the phone.
There's nothing more. There's nothing more important than being
right,
on the mic
right,
with
exactly.
the Odd Couple.
Get off your phone.
I'm not
get
on my
off
phone.
Twitter. Stop sending your little tweets.
Don't and get mad because I have like 3,500 followers
yeah,
out there.
Great.
I'm blowing up.
Wow, you're blowing up.
Hey, Rob, that's more than Rob Parker has right now because he's still locked out.
I got zero, Chris. I got zero.
But did you take it? I didn't. Again, I get that Laker fans are trying to make a big deal out of it. And if I'm LeBron, I would take it as ammunition or motivation. But I don't think he said it in a like a, yeah, bring on LeBron, no. man. We want that. You no. know what I mean?
And,
like,
and he didn't bring it up, you know,
right. He was asked.
He was asked about it. Right? Unsolicited.
Right. It wasn't exactly. unsolicited. Right.
And to be honest with you, I mean, you guys have been around sports and basketball, football, baseball forever. If you need bulletin board material at this point in the season, exactly. then what are we even doing?
Well, right. But the greats have often used it. Tom Brady's used it. Michael Jordan, Rob, you know, made up stuff in his mind. I mean, like, whatever it takes, but some of the greats have used that just to take them to an even higher level. But we'll see. Rob's been down on the Lakers. I think Memphis will get them, although, you know, I'm not saying it with a ton of certainty like some other teams, but I do think Memphis will win this game, this series, I'm sorry. But we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. The Lakers weren't impressive last night. What is your response to them edging, escaping, barely getting by the banged up, mediocre Minnesota Timberwolves in Crypto.com Center to boot? Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right, we are back here, the iCouple live from the TireRight.com studios, and we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable, so get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place is a wonderful thing, so bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on last night's Lakers performance and what it could mean.
All right, let's kick it off with the biggest Laker fan other than Rob G. Kevin in Culver City, California. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Kev?
What's up, fellas? Hey.
What's up?
It was a great, great win. The number one factor is they won. They won the game. And look, LeBron James, he's right there with Michael Jordan. He's a Hall of Famer, scorer, all that. But look, he's the reason why they look so bad. Those turnovers were terrible. They weren't turnovers in the momentum of the game. They were just bad, lazy passes out of bounds. He wasn't moving the ball. When the Lakers were on the run when he's out with his foot, they were moving the ball. It was ball movement. They were winning games because of ball movement. So he went back to isolation, LeBron, and you saw guys like Austin Reeves not getting the touches, and they weren't feeding AD. The Lakers will win a championship if it goes through AD. He didn't get his touches.
All right, so LeBron's not going. LeBron's not going anywhere, so what are you making
exactly.
of this? So he's the problem? Yeah. With him, they're not going to go.
Do you want, hey, Kev, should they release him? Should they release him tomorrow or what?
No, you're jumping to conclusions. He was a problem last night. He was turning the ball over. You can't have turnovers.
Well,
like
he had the five turnovers, but they had plenty of turnovers.
He had more turnovers than a bakery.
He's also the only reason they were within punching distance in the first three quarters. He had 27 points in the first three quarters, and they still were down seven. So, yeah, I get it. He made some bad turnovers. But he also kept you in the game when nobody else was doing much. So I don't know what to make of his call.
And not only that,
as far as where they're going.
What are they going to do, Chris? They're going to change it? Oh, yeah, LeBron, the ball. No, you don't get the ball. Give it to AD. Is that going to happen?
Right. Because the stuff, I mean, okay, are you losing something with Reeves or Russell or Beasley if they're not moving the ball as much? Yeah, but what you're getting with LeBron more than, you know, cancels that out. So they're playing a little bit differently with him, but he's great. So,
all right.
I think he might have tended to agree with us, Rob.
A little bit. Tony in D.C., you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tony?
Fellas, what's good? It's always a pleasure. Hope you guys are having a nice summer.
We are.
Or beginning of a nice summer. That with the Memphis series coming up, I just feel that, you know, LeBron's had foot problems, AD's had foot problems. If I'm Memphis, I'm the coach of Memphis, I'm like, hey, we got to run, and run some more. Okay? And these first two games, I think Memphis really has to send a message to the Lakers and just blow them out. You know, just really assert that, hey, this ain't Utah. This ain't all Minnesota. You know, we got dreams and aspirations also.
Right.
And I'll leave it on that.
Well, right, look, Tony. I think it makes sense. Look, they're not going to, at least with LeBron, Rob, no matter what they do in the first few games, it's not going to rattle LeBron James. He's been down 3-1 in the NBA Finals, all right, come back to win. But his point is well taken otherwise about, you know, Memphis's athleticism, and the Lakers got some athletic guys too, but Memphis's athleticism is an advantage for them. And they're fifth in the league in pace. And so, yeah, get out and get some easy buckets and see if they can run the Lakers ragged. Because LeBron was tired. That was part of the reason for those turnovers last night, Rob. I think he got tired late.
Yeah. And you know what? He put in a lot of minutes, Chris, and as you get older, it's hard to do that. Let's squeeze in one more real quick. Ricky in Idaho. Ricky, don't lose my number in Idaho. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
I know you heard that a million times, Ricky. How are you?
Good. Just love listening to your show. You guys are great, so appreciate you.
Thank you. Yes, thank you very much.
No, I just wanted to say that for me, it's really about the X factor being D'Angelo Russell. Like, I think that the Lakers are going to go as far as he's going to take them. You know what you're getting with LeBron with a healthy AD. And if D'Angelo Russell's on point, they could make some noise. Obviously, I don't think they're going to get past Memphis. Memphis has a Detroit Pistons bad boy feel to me, but I think it's going to be all about D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, that's an interesting call. Yeah, I brought
it was
it
a
up,
no
Rob.
Show last yeah. night, Chris. So
I don't know if you can count on him.
Yeah, he's got to be better. And again, I think the point you made, Chris, last night at home with Minnesota down a couple players and their star player goes 3 for 17.
And they had some issues. I mean, whether it affected them or not, you know, the players fighting and one player breaks his hand, you know, hitting it on, like, that stuff had to be on their mind,
but
too.
But it didn't look like it when they came out the box, did it, Chris?
Right.
They came out
strong. If it weren't for us, they're a foolish team. Hey, Rob, you might remember last year around this time or a little later, but when they were playing Memphis, they really should have won that series.
Right.
And Memphis is good, but they should have won it. But they're just a foolish, I'm trying not to say a dumb team, but they just make some boneheaded mistakes. They really do at the end of games, and they did it again last night. And so they lead the league in games lost when you're led by, you know, 10 or more points or something like that. Like,
Is that right? They're not finishers.
Yeah, they're not finishers. And we saw it. So, and didn't you say the first time the Lakers beat them, a couple weeks ago?
They were
same
big.
Deal, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yep. They were big. That game.
But other teams
never.
May not aren't going to do that necessarily.
Right.
So that's
right.
Where the Lakers, they got a lot of work to do in between now and Sunday when they start their series with the Grizzlies. All right, Eddie House is around the corner. We'll ask him about this. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Is NBA champion, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our man, Eddie House. Eddie, what up, brother?
What's happening?
How are you?
I'm great, man. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, Rob, let me start off this. Rob, where do you like to get your wings at? Where you like to get your wings at? Because I jumped the gun, and I did the reverse jinx. I said the Lakers was going to be in the sixth seed, and they ended up being outside in the play-in. So I got you, brother.
Yes. Yes, we'll go. Hey, Eddie, matter of fact, I'm coming to –
Next time I'm out in L.A., we'll all go.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Eddie, I'm coming to Phoenix in 2 weeks. Maybe we can do it then.
Okay, if I'm not in Boston, then I'll be out here for sure. We could link up for sure.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that. It's all good. It's all
Eddie,
good.
Speaking of the Lakers, we started, Rob and I were just talking about them. Not impressive at all last night, in my opinion. I think Memphis, Rob agrees, we think Memphis is going to get them in the first round. What were your thoughts about last night, and what do you think about this series coming up?
Well, last night was kind of funny because I'm watching the game and I'm thinking it's like two sides of the coin, right? I'm looking like, is Minnesota just that inept on offense, and is Carl Anthony Towns that not in tune with the game when switches happen to make sure that he's, hey, give me the ball. Is he not a dog, okay? But then also I looked at it, maybe the defense of the Lakers, because I think late in that game they packed the paint. They did force them to take jumpers.
Their defense.
Yeah, and they forced them to. They exactly. That's what I'm saying. And they forced them to take jump shots. They didn't allow them to get driving lanes and stuff like that. So I looked at like, okay, it's a combination of both. But moving forward against a team like the Golden State Warriors, that's if they advance past Memphis. Playing the way they played, giving up and being down 15, what there's no way they're getting back against a team like Golden State.
How you see the Memphis matchup?
I know. Let me ask you this though, Eddie. Just given all the things, you know, you're at home. You know, Minnesota's down a couple players. Anthony is three for 17.
Struggled 9 points.
With 9 points, and then Towns was in. He had the foul trouble. I mean, that should have been a runaway, shouldn't it? Have been.
Yeah, I think they should have took care of it. But you know, every game is different, and then the other team is playing for their lives, their playoff lives, I should say, the same way that you are. So it's going to be competitive. It's going to always you're going to bring the best out of everybody. I just didn't see the best of the best players from Minnesota last night. And so that's all I'm saying.
How do you think the Lakers and the Grizzlies series is and ends up? Like, how do you like that matchup?
Well, I tell you this. This is the one thing about that series. It's intriguing for this reason. I know that Lakers are going to have a little bit more size than them. Can pound them down inside and go inside, right? But the speed of the Memphis Grizzlies, I think also with the youth of the Memphis Grizzlies can give the Lakers a problem, man. Just looking at them last night, like if there was another guy out there for Minnesota that could for Minnesota that could go out there and get it done, then they might not be. We might be talking about Minnesota playing against Memphis, right, and not the Lakers. So I don't know. That to me, it's going to be one of those things that where how not healthy, because it's not about health right now, because they're healthy, is the endurance. Are these guys going to be able to play at a high level? I'm talking about the Lakers, because some of those players that they're going to be counting on didn't do nothing last night.
Right.
And that's the question right there. And I really was high on the Lakers coming in and all the things that Rob Pelinka did. But watching that game last night, are they wearing down? Are they getting tired? Are they old? With the youth, old, and they got some youth over there that's in the first time. So I think it's a very intriguing first-round matchup to me. That's the one that I'm watching the most, actually.
Right. What do you with Zion? We heard him earlier this week say he feels fine physically, but mental, you know, doesn't feel like Zion yet. And I think we understand. He even elaborated, you know, he doesn't want to have any hesitation in there, anything like that. And we get that. You obviously want to go out there and you don't want to be thinking too much, thinking about an injury. But where's the fine line between, well, if you're fine physically, if you're saying you're fine physically, then we need to get you out there and play. And maybe it's even, look, suit up. We'll put you in for a few minutes here and there and get you acclimated. And maybe if we can win the play-in and get in the playoffs, maybe, you know, by the second, third game of the playoffs, you're ready to kind of really get going. Like, how do you see this Zion thing, considering his comments?
Well, I think we all seen it coming. You know, the size, the explosion, the athleticism that he had at that size and carrying that weight, that was a question for everybody from the beginning of when he was going to get drafted during the draft process. It's like, okay, whoever drafts him is going to have to deal with these this type of situation. But I think that when I look at when he says, I got to wait for Zion to feel like Zion, right, does that mean – that you got to be mental. Are you physically right or are you mentally right?
He said he's physically right, yeah.
So then that's a mental thing, right? And then so now I can't get in nobody else's head. That's what I'm about to try to do right now. But at the same time, if you are ready to go, you can rock and roll. You could go up there and play. I think you should be out there. I think you need to be out there for your team. For the organization who bet on you, basically. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
And say, paid you.
You're going to be the face of the franchise.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm quickly, you obviously had injuries during your career. Does it take a while? You know, did you ever have an injury where you really were fine physically, But just getting out on the court, you had doubts or questions or can I do this, can I do that? Or, you know, you just – the injury's still in your mind, your head, and that hinders you? Or, you know, can you speak to that experience?
I never had any injury that was like something that was like, wow, man, this is – I got to bounce back from this. This is something that people say that you don't ever recover from. I didn't have those injuries. I've had other injuries very similar, you know, adductor, you know, torn labrum, rotator cuff, meniscus surgery, all those things you bounce back. Once you get on the court and once you start seeing – first off, let me tell you this. I was itching to get back. My last year in Miami, I had a labrum surgery, right? And I wasn't supposed to be practicing. I shouldn't even be saying this, probably. I wasn't supposed to be practicing. But, hey, statute of limitation was 7 years, right? Well, I'm good.
Yeah, yeah.
You good.
So that was
ages ago, man.
Hey, man, come on, man. That's when you was playing college basketball was yeah, ages that was, ago.
Okay? It wasn't even this century when I was playing college basketball.
That was eons ago, you know what I'm saying? But no, like, I had to fight the trainer to not let me play. Because I was like, right. Man, I'm good. Like, I'm doing everything, and I'm fine. So I fought the trainer so I could start playing again, because I'm like, I'm ready. And they're like, no, your timeline is this. But I'm like, I don't care. Let me get out there and let me test it because I've done everything and I'm cool. Right. And my timeline is a few days away. If you feel healthy, that's the one thing. If you feel good about what you're doing out there, you feel strong, then you go. Zion being Zion, he shouldn't say that for this reason. Because all I know from Zion is either he is good or he's hurt. And right. He's been hurt more than he's been good. Right. So what is Zion being Zion?
What is Zion being right. Zion? Right, absolutely. All right, Eddie, great stuff, man. We got to run.
Buddy.
We'll talk to you next week, man.
Right on. Be cool, bro.
Yep, more Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. And at the end of your first year, Discover credit card automatically doubles all the cash back that you've earned. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Chris, are you ready for this? So last night, 3-0 on Shekel City won money. And the big thing was, I did pick the T-Wolves plus 8.5, and I picked the Hawks plus 5.
Right.
So I got those two right. The big one was the Rangers minus 1.5, Chris. And you ready? They hit like a 3-run home run in extra innings to win the game and cover the spread. Like the chances of that, like in extra innings or whatever. So that gave me three winners. It doesn't happen that often.
Congrats.
Yes. Sure so here does. We go tonight. I got the Pelicans minus 5.5. That's my best bet. They're hosting the Thunder. I got the Raptors minus 5.5. They're hosting the Bulls. And the Dodgers have been struggling.
They're up 5 right now.
Who's that?
The Raptors.
Raptors are up 5. Yep. 5.5. And the Dodgers have been scuffling, Chris. It's been an uneven start to the season. I think they're like 6-6. They got shut out last night in San Francisco. So I got the Dodgers tonight, minus 1.5 on the run line at the Giants. They need a win. They'll get a win tonight, minus 1.5. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, Rob, let's do a little MLB. And I just want to share what Shohei Ohtani's numbers are to this point, Rob. They're freaking ridiculous. He's pitched 19 innings. He's given up 6 hits in 19 innings, 1 run in 19 innings, struck out 24 batters in 19 innings. He's 2-0 with an ERA of 0.47. And he's batting .300. He's got 3 home runs and 7 runs scored and 8 RBI. I mean,
in 11 Rob, games, right? 11 yeah. In 11 games.
I don't know if he can keep this up. I hope he can. But Rob, if he can, I mean, he's not going to have a 0.47 ERA. But if he's like, you know, below 2 on the ERA and hits roughly .300 and, you know, is up there in homers, like, this is crazy. It's not, and again, it's early. I get it.
I was going to say.
But he's not just doing both. He's doing both, at least right now, at an exceptional level.
No, he's dominating, Chris, the first 12 games of the season. I mean, no one's going to deny that. It's a long season. Right. It's hard to believe that he was on a team, if you can remember this, Chris, that lost 14 in a row and cost Joe Madden his job. You remember that? How in the world did that happen? When you think about,
was Trout healthy too? Trout was healthy, I think.
Trout played during that stretch. I think he came back in the end, but Ohtani was there the whole time. He couldn't pitch them to a win, and he couldn't help them, and they lost 14 straight, cost Joe Madden his job. But anyway, he's been phenomenal so far. A long way to go, but what would be impressive, Chris? And I think when I would take a look and say, okay, this dude is ridiculous. Is not when he wins the MVP because he's both a pitcher and a hitter, but when he wins the Cy Young and the MVP. Do you know what I mean? Like when he's on, I know.
Well,
I'm
that
just,
would be, that's would, otherworldly.
That's that would I mean, be really, otherworld. It would be. Do you know how hard it is to be a Cy Young?
Right. Rob, I mean, you would have to look at that and say, what regular season accomplishment in the history of American sports
no doubt.
Is better than that? I don't know what you would.
Not to win a Cy Young point. And an MVP. I'm the same.
I mean, you got like Michael Jordan and a few others have been MVP and Defensive Player of the Year at the same. I think Jordan was that the same year. I'll check it out. But even that, I wouldn't compare to
being Cy Young
and MVP because you hit so well, too. You know, so that would be – well, Rob, I think there's a few guys, few writers that predicted that. I didn't. But I think there's a few guys, that predicted he'd do both, which to me sounded crazy. But, you know, I'd love to see it. Would you like to see it or you want your boy Aaron Judge?
No. Aaron Judge did his thing last year.
Or Tatis.
I'm good. Tatis.
Tatis. Keep it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.